I mean, at the end of the day, it's all what we do. And I mean, speaking for myself, I know I can play a lot better, and I know a lot of guys feel that same way too. So we're just going to work on getting better, better and better each week and not worry about them.
There's a lot of acclaim that their line is, you know, one of the best, if not the best in the league. What type of challenge does that pose for you? I mean, is it one of those deals where, you know, you have to come up with some extra motivation, extra preparation for somebody like this?
They are pretty good, but no. I mean, like I said, it's about us, and you just got to go to work and get prepared for them. They are pretty good.
When you guys look at what's ahead of you, I mean, is it hard not to peek ahead and say, you know what, we win this game, 3-0 is a pretty pretty enviable spot to be in?
Nah, I mean, this league's too hard to look ahead. I mean, you see teams losing when they say they shouldn't lose, and so you've got to focus on this week and get to work.
What about somebody like Whedon? I mean, with Romo, you certainly know who you're getting, but with Whedon, you know, obviously you had some time in Cleveland, but other than that, I mean, you really haven't seen a whole lot of him. Does that make it more difficult to prepare for them?
I mean, we know their offense, so and he's going to follow their offense. So we just got to watch their offense and expect him to emulate what Romo did. So we'll prepare that way.
I was asking Matt as well, once you get to your experience level that you guys are at, is every stadium the same once the game starts, or do you notice all the bells and whistles that a place like Dallas has?
I played in Dallas before. You notice it before, but once that ball snaps and you're just focusing on being your guy.